Of course, here we go again, everybody. Hello, this is Sports Talk Chicago's sixth podcast. I'm John Zagluel, and boy, oh boy, we have a lot to get to, as always. But first, we just want to make a few quick announcements, and then we'll get on to today's top story. First of all, please follow us on Twitter at ShyTalkSports. We already have over 325 followers already to date. Also, if you have noticed, we have remodeled our site, so please enjoy it. Give us some feedback on that. I'm sure it is quite an upgrade from what we had beforehand. Also, make sure to follow my personal accounts on Instagram and Google+. And again, those links are at the top of the webpage. So our big cover story for the night is once again for a second straight week regarding the Bears and their free agency turns. I'm sure you're all aware, yesterday at about 3 o'clock Central Daylight Time is when the free agency period started in the NFL. And the Bears had already made moves beforehand by releasing Devin Hester and Michael Bush. Now, they did retain DJ Williams, and they also made a big splash by signing Lamar Houston, a 6'3", 302-pound defensive end. He did very well last season, almost had a career year, really, with the Oakland Raiders. Jordan Senn, along with Ryan Mundy, were also signed yesterday. The Bears made some big splashes, but we do have some new news to report today. First of all, Josh McCown is gone, and his era in Chicago ended today. He signed with the Buccaneers for a 2-year deal, which is pretty odd to me, or not odd, but really almost predictable, because keep in mind, Lovie Smith is now over there. He is the new head coach. And you know what? I'm a little sad to see McCown go. He was a great fixture last year. And you know what? He really kept the hope in most Bear fans, including me, until the end of the season. He kept them in it. And believe it or not, he did qualify. And he led all NFL quarterbacks in total QBR last year. So he had a great, almost historical season for him when Cutler was hurt. I remember beforehand I was, you know, scared. I thought the Bears were probably going to end the season on a low note. But when McCown stepped in, he really had them contending. And keep in mind, the Bears almost won the division until that last game of the season. And another quick note here, the Bears signed safety M.D. Jennings, formerly of the Green Bay Packers. They signed him today. He's a 6'1", 187-pounder. He played in 47 games in the past 3 years with the Green Bay Packers. Keep in mind, he entered in 2011, and he is a free safety or a safety. It's interchangeable. So again, that's a nice move for the Bears, considering we don't really know the fate right now of Chris Conte, who came off a horrible season. And also, just in general, the Bears' secondary was very weak last season. And with Charles Tillman's status is also up in the air. So the Bears, they're making smart moves, and I totally agree with that and appreciate that the Bears are actually making an effort to bring a playoff game back here to Chicago. Now, I'm going to leave this topic for a little bit. Keep in mind, though, if you want to see an extended opinion of what I think about the new Bears and the new free agency period, you can just look at my latest article on the Bears. NFL free agency has begun. Well, we're going to move on now to some Chicago Cubs news. Now, the Cubs have a game tonight at 9:05 against Seattle, and it won't be on TV, so you probably won't be able to get a chance to see it. But yesterday, the Cubs had a horrible spring training game. They lost to the Rockies 13-0. Travis Wood got the loss in that one. The Cubs are improving. I know at the start of the spring, they started out very on the wrong foot, if you will. Now they are 6-7. They've started to even out their record. And one big storyline so far about the Cubs is coming out of the Prediction Center, a Perspective Center, saying that Javier Baez will be the minor league home run champion. Many are predicting him and Chris Bryant to really lead the statistical category in home runs and RBIs in the minors. So again, nothing to note on the big league level, but as far as the minor league level goes, as I was saying before, 2015 and 2016 are the years to watch, and these two guys will be up there by that time, so I'm very excited to say that. We do, though, have an injury update regarding Starlin Castro. He has been suffered a mild right hamstring strain, and he's been out since March 2nd. Here's a quote here. Starlin Castro hopes to begin running and hitting off a batting tee Tuesday, and said he could be back in Cactus League games by the weekend. However, Cubs manager Rick Renteria was a little more cautious, predicting the shortstop would return next week. So, I mean, two differing opinions here. I could see the Cubs' view, especially Renteria's. The hamstring injuries, a lot of them, are very fragile. You don't really want to, you know, rush back to the field. So I would say that if you are a big Cubs fan and looking for Castro on the field, I would suggest that he would be back on by next week. Here's a quote from Castro. "It stinks to be doing this," he said. "I'd rather be playing. We'll see this weekend if I'll be in the game. I'll just work a little more to get stronger." But Renteria replied by saying, "We want him ready for April," end quote. And you know what? Like I was saying before, it really makes sense that they aren't rushing him because they have a full, long grind to go, and it makes no sense to rush one of your star players onto the field in meaningless spring training games. You already know what he's capable of, especially if you look back at his prior history. In 2011, he made the All-Star team. 2012, he had a great season as well. You know, it was just last year he had a dismal year, and he's trying to recover, and hopefully, we probably will see him on the field for opening day. And remember, opening day is on March 31st. The Cubs will be facing the Pirates that day. Also, one other small piece of news here. Blake Parker is probably going to be a big candidate here for the bullpen. This just coming out of Cubs.com. I'm sure you remember last year, Parker had one save. He was called up, you know, when the rosters expanded in September. He did really well last year when it mattered. And now he is saying, and many are saying, many experts are predicting that he could be the Cubs' new setup man. So congrats for Parker. Keep in mind, in the minors, he was actually a starter and long reliever. Now he may just work out of the setup position, but that all depends on the Cubs' starting rotation needs. So we'll see, and we'll hear more about that. But as far as I know, it's looking like Parker is going to make the big league team, whether as a starter or reliever, though. That is unknown. Okay, well now, it's time for some Chicago White Sox news. We'll stay on the topic of baseball here for a moment. Now, today the Sox did have a spring training game. They ended up losing, though, 4-3 to the San Francisco Giants. They had a 3-2 lead going into the ninth, but gave up two runs, and the Giants walked it off on them. The Sox dropped to 5-6 on the spring. But putting aside the bad parts, the bad news, we do have some good news. The Sox did beat the Rangers a couple days ago. And some good news for many Sox fans and personnel. Jose Abreu, the future starting first baseman for the White Sox, showed versatility with the bat versus the Rangers. He had three singles. So this creates the impression that he's not only a power hitter, he can actually help the offense pace itself and actually do other things besides just hit home runs, and that's great to hear. He could be almost like Albert Pujols, where he's not hitting home runs every at-bat. He could get you singles and doubles when needed. This guy's probably going to be a 300 batting average every year, 30 homers, 100 RBIs, and that's what you like to see off a guy. So that's very good to see from him. Another little piece of news here, Chris Sale has been named the opening day starter. Remember, he's the two-time All-Star. He will start the season for the White Sox the second year in a row. And here's a little note here. There was no official spring training announcement concerning Chris Sale's the White Sox opening day starter. And here's what Ventura said to the reporters. "Does that shock you?" And John Danks said, "Let's be real. I've said it all along. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's the ace of this staff, and that's pretty much understood. We like our chances when he's out there." So it's very good to see. Again, you know, the White Sox, Remember a couple years back, they got rid of Mark Burley. This guy's almost like the next Mark Burley, only, you know, he's even a little bit of an improvement when you really think about it. He throws a little faster, he racks up more of those strikeouts, and you know what? I'm not really concerned about that win and loss record as long as his ERA is, you know, under at least 3.5, and that's what Sale's been doing consistently. Keep in mind his rookie year, he was great out of the bullpen, and 2 years ago, he became a very effective starter. Last year, he actually got the win for the AL in the All-Star game, so well-deserving. Bravo and congratulations to you, Chris Sale. Hopefully, you can lead us, the White Sox fans, and your team to another playoff appearance. Anyways, other than that, not too much, except one other little piece of news. Jose Quintana is okay after getting hit with the comebacker. He was hit. There was a little bit of worry that crossed his mind when he took a line drive comebacker from Gerardo Parra off his lower leg just two batters into the Diamondbacks game on Saturday. He exited the game right after. He will be out for at least one day as a precautionary measure. He has a left shin contusion, so at least it's nothing serious. I mean, that is very scary, a very horrifying and harrowing experience. Keep in mind, I mean, you got a pitch going on a batter, maybe 90 miles per hour, and he whacks that right back at you. That's not a good feeling, number one. And number two, I mean, I'd be fearing to go back out on the mound. So kudos to Quintana to really toughing it out, and he'll be back very shortly. Well, now it's time for Chicago Bulls news. Now, last night I was watching the game, and you know what? They were in it towards the end. I mean, it looked like they were down, a lot, and they ended up regaining that deficit. Ended up only losing by 8 points, but still, it is a loss. Now, the Bulls, if we want to take a quick check on the standings right now, as far as the conference goes, they are one game behind Toronto for that coveted number 3 spot. Keep in mind, though, there are many teams right on the Bulls' tail, including the Washington Wizards, Brooklyn Nets, and even the Charlotte Bobcats are in contention. Indiana and Miami, worth noting here, though, they have already clinched playoff berths. The Bulls, not much more to report on, except that Jimmer Fredette doing well, and apparently he is adjusting well to the new system here in Chicago. He said that he enjoys it out here, and he's very excited to bring a new presence and a new role here to the Chicago Bulls. And also one more thing, I know this may sound like old news, but I just wanted to report and give my opinion here for a few quick moments about Joakim Noah. And he has been trying to persuade Carmelo Anthony to come join the Bulls here in Chicago. Now, I just want to say a few words very briefly here, but if I were the Bulls, I would actually be very happy to see this. You have one superstar courting the other and coming on over, and I'd love to see Carmelo Anthony over here. Now, although it would be difficult for him and Derrick Rose to find a rhythm, I believe that once they do sort of get acquainted to each other a little more, they will find that they could lead the Bulls, actually, to a possible NBA title in the years to come. So that's it for Chicago Bulls news. Let's finally move on to some Chicago Blackhawks news and notes. Now, the Hawks won a 2-1 game that was in Buffalo on Sunday. It was a big win for them, considering that they almost blew it. They ended up recovering there in the second half. As far as the Hawks go tonight, they are facing the Colorado Avalanche. That could be seen at 8:30 tonight. Keep in mind, as for the conference, the Hawks in the 4th seed now, 1 point behind San Jose for that number 3 seed, 5 points behind St. Louis for that coveted number 1 spot. The Hawks right now stand at 38 wins, 13 losses, and 14 overtime losses. If we could get to some quick news and notes here, Nicholas Chalmerson will be playing, and he is expected to play tonight. Marian Hossa will be skating alone, but will not be traveling with the Hawks for their game against Colorado. Another quick transaction note, the Blackhawks announced Monday that they signed defenseman Dylan Fournier to a 3-year entry-level contract. He's a 19-year-old. He was selected by the Hawks in the second round as the 48th overall pick at the 2012 NHL Draft. Fournier had 13 goals, 19 assists, and a plus-10 rating in 36 games this season for the Roy Norda Huskies of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, but he hasn't played since December 29th due to an upper body injury. Anyway, not much else for the Blackhawks here. Just keep in mind, if you want to follow more about that standings, make sure to just really check periodically about where the Hawks are, because that's a tight race heading near the end of the NHL season. Now we're going to move on to our sports segments, the ending segments here, starting off with our odd sports segment. And this piece of news here comes out of Major League Spring Training and the Milwaukee Brewers organization. I'm sure you're all aware with the great closer Francisco Rodriguez. He got re-signed by the Brewers. And this one is a really odd injury that occurred. He stepped on a cactus, and he will be unable to make his scheduled spring debut on Thursday. He stepped barefoot on a cactus, and here's a little funny pun. This is the Cactus League, after all. Pretty odd. Apparently, he was having spines pulled from his foot. Here's a quote from Brewers manager Ron Greinke. He took a lot out, but there's still some more in there. I don't think it's that big of a setback, but I imagine he's pretty sore today. I don't know if you guys have stepped on one, but do you know how little some of the spines are, and they're in there for a while. So, just an odd story. I can't believe he actually stepped on a cactus. I mean, that is pretty peculiar. So we're going to move on now to our punchline of the day's segment. I'm sure you're all excited to hear what I've got for you today. Another quick little joke. Here it comes. Now, this joke is in regards to an umpire and his bad calls. So here is the little story that goes along with it. I was by the baseball game, and the umpire behind home plate kept on missing calls. After the game, I bumped into the umpire in the lot and went over to him to have a chat. Hey, I found this phone, and I think it may be yours, I yelled. He says, what makes you think that? He questioned. Well, it says 20 missed calls. Oh, ho! What a little bashing there from a fan. Nice little joke there. And now we're going to move on to our famed Announcer's Call of the Day segment. Now I'm going to set the mood a little bit here. This is the 2011 NLDS Brewers versus Diamondbacks Game 5. The game already has been going on, and the series has been a back-and-forth one. Niger Morgan is at the plate for the Brewers, and he is probably their last hope for the chance of an advancement into the NLCS. Let's take a listen. And just what a game. I certainly remember that. I was watching that game live. And what a great call by one of the most legendary voices of our time. That was Bob Uecker right there. Once again, just wanted to make a few quick announcements before we conclude tonight's podcast. First of all, again, follow us on Twitter. We sincerely encourage that you do. We already have 325 followers. Also, follow my personal accounts on Google+ and Instagram. Also, please take note of the new website's look. I'm sure you all like it. It's quite an upgrade from our former look, so please enjoy it and have fun with it. Also, just wanted to say, make sure to go down to the bottom of your screen. You can still subscribe by email, and you will get email every time a new post is updated or a new post is put up here on Sports Talk Chicago. So make sure to do that. We already have one subscriber already. Anyways, thank you everybody for listening. Keep in mind that on Saturday night, you'll hear my voice again as part of the Saturday night special. So make sure to come on back and tune in to find out what we're debating about next. Anyways, thank you for listening. I very much appreciate it, as always. And we'll see you Saturday night. From here on out, I'm John Zagluel, and this is Sports Talk Chicago. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and that'll be all.